Welcome to Rock the Boat with Richard Hagen, the web's only international boating, superyachting and maritime industry news and opinions magazine show. The big news this week came from Aquila Catamarans, who have announced the launch of two new interesting models. In a major departure from its recent series of new model launches that have featured increasingly larger boats, this time they've unveiled two boats that will now be the smallest in their range. The Aquila 28 Molokai Cuddy and Molokai Center Console are two new boats based on the same hull and differentiated by the deck arrangement. As the name implies, the Cuddy model features an enclosed helm station and a small forward cabin, while the center console version features a more traditional central helm station with walk-around deck. Both boats form what the company is calling its all-new offshore line. What that means is that whereas the rest of its range is largely focused on cruising and water sports, both of these boats are aimed directly at the fishing fraternity. They boast loads of fishing features like rod holders, fish boxes, and tackle storage. The two boats have an overall length of 30 foot, including the outboards, and feature a 570-liter fuel tank for long excursions. There's 712 litres of fish box capacity and an optional 113 litre live well. Customers can also choose to include 40 litres of freshwater capacity. The standard power package is for two 150 horsepower outboard engines, but customers can optionally choose to have two 200 horsepower outboards. One aspect that really surprised me is that there's no provision made for an electric toilet on either of the boats, and that's something that has become basically standard in boats of this size and quality. The company only offers space for a porta potty. That's a major issue that'll see many wives and other female partners no doubt putting a stop to a purchase of this boat when competitor boats do have that facility. It's a particularly strange design flaw given that the company is aiming this boat at families, but it's not making provision for them. Anyway, to learn more about these two new models, visit AquilaBoats.com. This week, Cruising World magazine announced the results of its 2022 Cruising World Boat of the Year competition. It was a hotly contested award with loads of really strong competition. The nominees came from all of the world's top sailing yacht builders, including the likes of Hallberg Rassy, Beneteau, Leopard, and Balance. The overall winner was the Hylas 57, a monohull sailing yacht designed as a, quote, go-anywhere blue water cruiser, unquote. It was designed by Bill Dixon, and it's built at Queen Long Yard in Taiwan, along with the rest of the brand's yachts. The boat features twin helms, twin rudders, and three cabins with beds that the judges described as big and luxurious. Generally speaking, the judges are said to have been impressed by the yacht's hardtop spray hood, its dual rudders, its cockpit design, and its general level of capability. In addition to the overall winner, the judges also awarded prizes to yachts in 8 specific categories. Beneteau's first 27 won Best Pocket Cruiser or Day Sailor, while the Swedish Hallberg Rassy 340 won Best Midsize Cruiser under 40 feet. The next category was Best Performance Cruiser, which went to Italy's Grand Soleil 44, followed by the winner of the Best Luxury Cruiser, which was awarded to France CNB Yachts for its stunning CNB 66. If you've been watching my channel for a while, you'll know that I absolutely love catamarans. So for me, the highlight of the remaining 5 awards is that they were all catamaran awards, and on top of that, all of them went to boats produced right here in my home of Cape Town, South Africa. Once again, proving that South Africa is the center of the catamaran universe and the home of the best catamaran expertise in the world. The first of the catamaran awards was Best Cruising Catamaran Under 50 Foot, which went to Leopard Yachts for their Leopard 42. Next on the list was the award for Best Performance Catamaran, and that went to Balance Catamaran's 482 Sailing Cat. Third was the category of Best Cruising Catamaran Over 50 Foot. The winner here was Exquisite Yachts for their Exquisite X5 Sailing Cat. The judge's special recognition award was handed to Kinetic Yacht's very pretty KC54 Sailing Catamaran. The final award was Best Charter Boat, which was won by Voyage Yachts for their Voyage 590. Unfortunately, there's not a single video of it anywhere online. To read more about the awards and all the winners, visit cruisingworld.com. Speaking of catamaran builders in Cape Town, Leopard Catamarans has revealed that it'll soon launch a brand new model, the Leopard 46 Power Cat. So far, what Harpy knows that the new boat shares the same design language as its bigger sister, the Leopard 53 Powercat. The design is said to be clean, elegant, and simpler than previous Leopard models. The interior will also be based on the 53 Powercat and will feature LED lighting, new finishes, some new design details in the galley, and larger cabins with walk-around bunks. Buyers can choose from either a 3 or 4 cabin layout. On deck, there's a flybridge with a helm station and loads of seating, and there's a second internal helm inside the saloon. Power will come from two Yanmar 250 horsepower motors. I've heard that hull number 1 is currently under construction and will be exhibited at an upcoming boat show in America. We'll need to wait until that international reveal to get a proper look at the new boat. For more information, visit leopardcatamarans.com. Well, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget that I'm a copywriter specializing in writing for the marine and superyacht industries. Connect with me on LinkedIn, visit my website at richardhagen.com, or just use the links in the description. I'd love to hear from you the next time you need anything written up. Until next time, thanks a lot for watching.